Mics are live.
What's order?
Okay, we're live now. The chairman would be in the middle.
Oh. Should you be here?
I'm used to the spot.
I'm fine with it.
Put Brian over there, and I always thought that camera was used, but it's that camera.
Oh, that camera? Oh, for always?
It's probably more sensible.
Not during meetings.
Not during meetings, just if I use that one, all I get back at people's bulkhead.
Oh, sure.
So, anyway, I'm fine with it.
Oh, that's funny. Okay. I suppose you can't see over there.
We will begin this work session on case number PU-16-695. Randy Christman, Chairman of the North Dakota Public Service Commission. With me today is Commissioner Fedorchak and Commissioner Crashes, as well as Jerry Lean from staff and Steve Call at the desk.
Do we have an attorney? Where is Brian?
Zach was attorney Zach. In this, and I didn't ask him to come. I didn't.
Oh, okay.
So and I still need to run this by him.
Okay, but you've gone through the late files and exhibits and stuff. Okay.
This case that I cited is Targa Badlands LLC. It's an 8-inch crude pipeline project in McKenzie County. We had a hearing on, what was the date, Jerry? I'm looking for it here.
March 27th.
March 27th in Watford City. And so this is a work session to discuss the next steps, and we have a proposed order, or a proposed finding of facts and conclusions of law and order. Do either of you have any opening comments?
I have none.
I don't.
If not, I'm trying to think how we redo this year portfolio.
Yep,
right?
It is.
Turn it over to you.
All righty. I thought it would be helpful, Jerry, to just walk through, because we did have a number of late filed exhibits. So let's just put the order to the side for a minute and go through what they filed with us.
Let me get them, if you would.
Okay. Very, very good.
Maybe, I don't know how clear that was for the record, but Zach Pelham is our attorney on this case, and Jerry Lean did not bring him over, feeling that he could explain the nuances and such well enough. So
yeah.
That's the status of where we're at, staff-wise.
Okay.
seen them headed to the top here, so you must
okay.
have them.
Okay, good.
Did everybody else have them?
Yep, I do. Do you have yours? Do you guys have yours?
No, I don't.
I have a whole bunch of copies in my office for some reason.
I can just run these if you want.
No, let's
just go with it. I'll just look on with Julie.
Yeah, and I do have, I got a bunch of extras for some reason. So they're just in my wastebasket.
I'm going to grab those. I don't know, just forgot it.
Okay, so, well, we'll go in order, I guess. So exhibit number one is the layout of the equipment on the site. And I'm forgetting who asked for this.
You did?
Okay, well, what were we looking for, Jerry?
I only just wanted to have something that showed exactly what they were doing. I couldn't find anything in the application.
Okay.
And so this shows where they're doing the pumps, where they're installing them,
mm-hmm.
and with the storage tanks, and discharge of the pump going to the line.
And was this is the one where I asked whether the pumps would be covered, wasn't it? Or is that another one? It seems like that was involving Pat Felt.
That was for noise?
Yeah. No, that was a different issue. That was on the other pipeline that we had an informal on. I think.
Remember that being discussed.
Yeah, that wasn't part of this.
The covered thing.
Okay. All right, so that's good. Any other questions on exhibit number one? Late filed? Okay. So number two was the worst case discharge information. This is not what I was expecting because I can't really see what the worst case discharge is. Can you explain it to me, Jerry? I don't understand this standard, the credit. What is the credit? Credit of?
I just was going by this next page, this worst case discharge.
Oh, so there's the pipes. Okay, for the pipe. I see. So that all the stuff above is just going through the math for how they got there.
That's the way I read it.
All right. So the worst case discharge at the Alexander tanks would be 9,000 and Johnson Corner 6,000. Alexander trunk. Smoky lateral crude pipelines together comprise the pipeline associated with the project that TARG is requesting to be converted. So that would be, doesn't really show where that would be located, where the worst case scenario is. But it just tells us how much.
What it could leak.
Yeah. Okay. Well, I was kind of hoping to be able to compare that case to the landowner that's not signed the waiver.
What do you mean? To
see where the worst case scenario is in relation to that landowner.
Oh, you mean like if the pipe ruptured out in his yard?
Mm-hmm. Her yard.
Yeah, her yard.
Not that we would have a number from there, but that the worst-case scenario isn't there. And that's what I was just, but.
Okay. I think their worst-case scenario thing is, like, coming from the tanks. How much
the worst case is, but there is on the lateral, you know, they did the calculation for the pipeline itself, too. It just doesn't provide a location.
Okay.
In other cases, when I've asked for this, it's come back with, like, at mile marker X, the worst case. That's where the worst case scenario is, and it's this much barrels. So, anyway, I guess this is what we have. So, do you guys have any thoughts?
I don't, really, because, I don't know, it seems like when there is an accident, the real case is typically worst than what anyone thought the worst case scenario could be, because it's an accident, so something happened that no one expected, and I don't know. It seems like a pipeline that could carry 50,000 barrels a day, and the worst case scenario at some places 6,000 barrels. So if nobody's, if people aren't doing their jobs or not paying attention, mm-hmm. it would seem to me it would be more than 6. I don't know how that can be come up with. So I guess I never put a lot into
yeah.
that. It's a 50,000 barrel a day pipeline. If things go bad, it can be significant.
Well, it seems like if it was a slow leak, then this could, you know, you could blow through those numbers because it might go undetected for a long time.
So were you thinking for something in the order that would say, even if it blew up, this is the worst that could happen to you?
No, I wasn't thinking of including okay. it in the order. It's an analysis that I like to ask for and look at just because okay. I think it provides one gauge. You could suggest that, you know, there could be conditions that would make it worse. But based on what I understand these models to do, you're supposed to look at the pressure and the amount of time it takes to react and how long it takes to shut it down and how many volumes at the most can go through. And all of that gets thrown into this formula. And the terrain and low spots obviously gather more. And so this is how much you should expect in the worst case. And I think that's a value.
I think it's definitely a useful exercise because mm-hmm. companies use hopefully kind of a standardized models for putting those together, and so they do things to minimize it. And
yeah.
But
staging
I
equipment.
Never really know how to use it really in
yeah.
an order necessarily.
I don't know that it belongs in the order at all.
I think it really is a useful exercise.
Okay, so got that. Thank you to the company for providing it. Oops, that was number three. I'm sorry, I missed one. Back to number two, the private road crossing. Who asked for this one? Was this you too, Jerry?
No, I think you did.
Did I? The depth of cover on the road crossing?
Or maybe not. Maybe it was another commissioner.
Well, at any rate.
As I remember, right, you know, the thing's already in the ground,
mm-hmm.
and they didn't have an exact record of how far under it was. And they were supposed to see what they could find out and give us a late filed. So all they can say is that it exceeds at least 48 inches.
So the right. thickness was one issue that they seem to be addressing here, and then the depth of cover.
The thickness was thicker where they had to bore under roads. And we put that in the order.
Mm-hmm. All right. So they're certifying that it's at least 48 inches. So any other thoughts on that one? No? Okay, and then this fourth one, which is probably one of the more helpful items, was an explanation of the scar that we were seeing and mistakenly kind of thought it might have been where this pipeline was, and it, they clear up that that was a water line.
And that this line is actually closer to the road.
Yes.
Correct. Yeah. Right.
The distance of the project from the home of Alice Christensen is 385 feet.
The scar that was in there looked a lot closer than that on the map, and
mm-hmm.
that's where the confusion came from.
And that was the water line,
yeah.
correct?
Yeah.
Or the water. Yep.
But here's what I really concluded out of this.
Mm-hmm.
And I mean that clarification, but then using the other map that we were looking at was the scar, and you know, just a larger map, and
mm-hmm.
385 feet from that house, which was not challenged by her either. So I mean, I can only conclude that that's an agreed on distance. Puts that very close to that road, and
yeah.
so when I look at alternatives, getting it significantly farther. You know, I mean, it wouldn't pay to move 5 feet or something, but getting it some significant distance closer to or over 500 feet is going to involve two more road crossings.
Mm-hmm.
And so, I don't, you know, every road crossing has its issues too.
Yeah.
Future construction, things like that. So I don't really see an alternative.
Yeah. Do we have any update on negotiations with her?
No. And I don't know that there was anything further. I mean, they offered her what they're offering everybody else for those waivers.
Right.
And she turned it down and made her case here. I don't know that they've gone back to her. I think they said at the hearing that if she wanted that, they'd still give it to her.
Well, and I think we said, would you be willing to go back and talk with her more about some of these different options? They said yes.
Okay. I haven't heard anything further. I can ask if you'd like.
And to explain to better explain how the transmission line and the under this scenario will be operating, because she was under the impression, and it's a false one, that this line was going to be more risky in how it operated than how it was operating before, when in reality it's probably going to be safer because of the existence of the tanks to help store crude and take the pressure down.
If there's a problem, the tanks can be used, maybe make it safer, but at the same time, the tanks might add more oil into the system too. They're pumping from it and they don't realize there's a leak.
Mm-hmm.
I can try and find out.
I'm not saying I want to hold things up, but I would like to know the latest status of their conversations with her. And then, Jerry, are there specific things in the order that you'd like to go through, or do you want to work through that with Zach and then get us a kind of final proposed order?
I think that this order is pretty much final if you want to look through it a little bit. Zach still needs to go through it. I don't anticipate anything from his review, but if there is, we'll fix it.
Mm-hmm.
I could call your attention to the paragraph on the waiver.
What waiver?
It's paragraph 25.
Oh, in the order?
Yeah. And I worked on that a little bit from what was proposed to say less.
Mm-hmm. I think I'll think about that a little bit too.
Okay.
But I think nothing jumps out right now as being as a suggestion to make it better. And I think it's important to have the attorney look at that one.
Yep.
I do want to also mention that one of her concerns is that that they're going to be putting a lot more oil through the line, and it's important to note that the order states a maximum capacity of 50,000 barrels. So they could come and ask to increase that, but there would be a trigger point in a conversation if that were to happen. They can't just do it without getting approval.
And I think that 50,000 barrels per day is what the line is physically capable of transporting, not what they're planning. They look at the maximum allowable operating pressure and pipe diameters and do some calculations to come up with that number.
Well, and as part of this order in number 11, and I don't remember exactly the point of the testimony, but I'm recalling this as well. The order mentions that use of the storage tanks will reduce overall pressure in the pipeline.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know that Ms. Christensen ever accepted that.
And that's listed here, too, under number 11. The tanks would allow Targa to better manage operations and to safely shut down the flow of oil in the event of an interruption of service. And the use of the storage tanks will reduce overall pressure in the pipeline, further increasing the safety of the project. Okay. You guys have any input on the paragraph 25?
I do not, but
the main thing I did was get the name Christensen out of there, and I didn't think there was a need to put anybody's name in there.
Right.
And then said less.
Yeah. I think, Julie, your point is spot on, though. We just want to have it double-checked by legal.
Mm-hmm. All right. Brian, any concerns from your perspective?
No, I'm satisfied with the language in 25, but again, let the legal experts take a more thorough look at it. But conceptually, it looks good to me as I read it.
Okay.
As does the agreement.
Yeah.
Overall.
Okay.
I have one other thing.
Sure.
And I suppose we've probably done these before, and it didn't occur to me. But so they apply for a conversion. And then in our order on page 7 and number 2, we're issuing a certificate designating a corridor for the construction operation of maintenance.
I saw that, too, and I left it in there.
But misleading, though, to people. You know, it gets back to this. Remember when we had people coming into a different case and they've already got a pipeline in that area, they don't want another one, and that other one's the one we're talking about.
Right.
Yeah. When I read that, I thought about changing it to just for the pipeline and not say for the construction operation or whatever.
Well, you could just say the operation and maintenance of approximately, because it's already constructed.
Yeah.
Conversion.
Right. That's what they applied for.
Yep,
maybe
that's true.
For the conversion would be better.
That's better.
I like that, too.
Okay. Good catch, Randy. All right. Anything else? I don't have anything else. So let's check back and see if there's been any additional discussions with the landowner. Have Zach look at the order and prove it, and we could possibly get it on the agenda at the next commission meeting.
I could do that.
Okay.
I think.
All right. Very good. That's it.
Nothing else.
Thanks, Jerry.
Thank you.
Session is concluded.